Hey guys, this is Pauline Broadcasting, and today's topic is high school romance.
I think that it's okay for kids to have relationships in school as long as they don't become a total distraction.
Kids are kids. We're getting older. Teenagers find, you know, girls, guys that they kind of start to like.
Kissing, making out, people being all over each other in the classroom itself. I don't really like seeing that.
High school is where we find ourselves and learn new things. This is also the time where teens experience true love, and because of that, teens tend to pass boundaries. I interviewed a teacher and a student who helped me understand how teens can pass boundaries of education, relationship, and school.
I think that it's okay for kids to have relationships in school as long as they don't become a total distraction. I think that having a relationship can be an inspiration, especially when you have one person who feels uplifted by the other person and inspired to do their work or to be better, you know, in the classroom or to be, you know, more active at home. I think that people can work off of each other in positive ways. In my past high school experience, I never had a relationship. I felt it was really, really awkward for me. I wasn't ready for it, and I prided myself on having a lot of really good friends. Although I probably wanted a boyfriend, I also knew that that was going to be trouble for me because I just simply just did not know what to do with myself. I was, you know, not a late bloomer, but I think I was just scared of anything having to do with the bases or moving beyond the kissing stage, that it made me not want to enter into a very serious relationship. So I guess with that said, no, having a relationship did not affect my own education. And I don't think that it really affects kids' educations. I think that it might affect them on a day-to-day basis in terms of performance. You know, if they're having a really great day, maybe they'd have a really great day with their relationship and with school. If they're having a really horrible day because they had just had a fight with their boyfriend or girlfriend, maybe then that day would be like a disaster for them. But I don't really see that kind of drastic influence that a relationship can have on horrible school performance. I mean, I think it can vary from day to day, but I don't think that a bad relationship makes you an F student in the classroom, and I also don't think that a good relationship makes you a straight A student. any teachers try to break in? No, for me, no. Teachers were definitely not as in our lives as you probably feel that we are in your life. I just had a completely different relationship with my teachers in high school. I definitely think that kids here pass boundaries. Having their relationships in school, there's a lot of, you know, full frontal, you know, kissing, making out, people being all over each other in the classroom itself. I don't really like seeing that because I just think that there's a time and place for that. And it's not necessarily in room 303 when you're doing a journal entry or when you're engaged in a group activity. So, yes, I would think that kids should try to temper themselves and their behavior when they're in a relationship and maybe save all that PDA for outside of school. There are plenty of times where kids ask me advice about relationships, and a couple of kids think that I'm like the third counselor here, even though I don't have my counseling certification. My door is always open for kids who do have any issue whatsoever, and a lot of them have these relationship issues, and they bring them to me, and we figure them out, and they end up feeling better. They end up, some of them coming back to me, saying, you know, things are different, things are better, you've really helped me, and then sometimes I don't end up hearing the results or the outcome, but I do know that having that open relationship with kids makes them feel supported and makes them feel like they have somebody to talk to about what they're curious about or what's bothering them or what they're even really excited about with regards to relationships.
Do you think it's a distraction to like having a relationship in school? Do you think it's also a distraction, especially when you guys have the same like class? I mean, in the children's perspective, do you think it's a distraction?
I think that if that couple breaks up, sometimes that can be hard on a stream. If you have kids who are all together all day for 3 out of 4 classes, I think that it can be really, really difficult. When you have the dynamic in the classroom where two people are dating and then all of a sudden they're not, or they're fighting, and then all of a sudden their friends come in and want to get involved, I think that makes it tough. But then again, the kids in their streams, they tend to get closer to those kids because those are the kids they see every day. So I think it would be hard also on the kids not to want to engage in a relationship with someone in their stream because those are the kids that they know best. So it's hard.
That was Ms. Dunn, an English teacher in Science Leadership Academy. Now let's hear a student's perspective. This is Gabe, and he's been in a relationship for 17 months, and this is his opinion about high school relationship.
My thoughts about a high school relationship are just pretty simple because, you know, kids are kids, we're getting older, teenagers find, you know, girls, guys that they kind of start to like, and if that just happens to go somewhere, then by all means, but I mean, there's a limit to how personal they can get, because I'm not really interested in hearing about your new love that's only been a week, and, you know, that's just pretty much a base. Like, if you have a little girlfriend, you know, you can keep it to yourself. I'm personally just not interested.
Do you think having a relationship is a distraction or inspiration?
It can be a little bit of both, because at first, it's a complete distraction. No question about it, it is completely, oh my god, I'm in love, I need to be with this person right now. Homework, not a problem, I just need to see my guy slash girl. It's a complete problem. But after that puppy dog phase kind of levels out and a relationship becomes the bond on more of a, you know, a personal emotional level, then it can kind of become an inspiration where you're going to try harder to make sure that person can, you know, be happy with who they are with. But it's definitely a mixture of both.
Do you think having a relationship in school is hard? Do you think it's kind of awkward?
Not at all. I've been in a relationship for about 17 months now. And I'll admit that during the first few months, there were a few complications dealing with work because I'd be so one-sided about like what I want, and that's just to be with that person. And, you know, I got like a C in class, and then after I saw that, I kind of had to focus a little bit more, and then it just kind of started to steady out. Now I have all A's. So it's more of just a time thing, and it's not awkward at all because people just automatically see us and they're just like, oh, it's Gabe and CC. It's not a problem.
Being in a relationship, does it affect your education?
It's during the beginning. Like, those first beginning stages are definitely where the problems occur. Like, during those first few months where you're just head over heels in love and you just think that, oh my god, I'm just going to be with this person for the rest of my life, then your mind's going to be off task, and then, say hypothetically, you break up with that person. Then what? You're in a depression and now you don't want to do anything because you're just so depressed and you just got all worked up for something that you could have been avoided in the first place.
So, like, there are times where couples are fighting and stuff. Does it, like, affect your education where you can't focus because you're like, what am I going to do?
Oh, of course. Fights happen all the time, no matter the relationship. There's always going to be a little problem, you know? And those little problems can escalate into bigger problems, and then once you have a big problem on your hands, you start stressing. Once you start stressing, you know, things just start to happen more frequently. Like, I just can't do this work right now because I have so much work on my mind. But then, like, you know, what's important right now is that you get your work done. And because you're so stressed about the problems that are happening in the relationship, which can be avoided, it's just kind of like a chain reaction where it's kind of not necessary, but it's also very nice to have.
Are there any teachers who are trying to get in contact with your relationship?
They are very nosy people. And, you know, by all means, I like to communicate with teachers. And, you know, parents are also good. But when they start asking me questions without me approaching them prior, it gets awkward. It's just like, oh, so I heard that you and this, and this happened, and I'm just like, how did you know that? And I'm just like, really? But like, Ms. Siswick, my advisor, you know, if there's ever a complication in my relationship, I'll just talk to her about it, because, you know, she's a married woman, she's been through a lot, and I'm just like, you know, what do you think you could help me with this? But not really teachers in general. I mean, they try, but it's not really too helpful.
What are your thoughts about crossing boundaries?
When you start a relationship, that's kind of like the lovey-dovey phase, and that's when kind of people put it out there. It's just like, you know, the Facebook statuses, it's very repetitive. I'm so in love with this person, and then I'm like, is that so? So I'll go check it out. Like, been in a relationship. Oh yeah, when was this? Wednesday. I'm like, it's Thursday. And, you know, that's kind of crossing the boundary, but like, you've been in relationships before, they've lasted a while, same for myself, and if I happen to put a status on Facebook, it doesn't mean necessarily the same as someone that's only been in, like, a puppy dog stage for, like, a week. And that's kind of where the crossing becomes. It's just like, I'm not interested. It's gonna be a week. We've been through this cycle before. You wait a good 5-6 months, I'll start noticing. But, you know, that's pretty much, like, how I feel about that.
How about your thoughts about PDA?
Oh, that's ridiculous. I mean, it's definitely that side where if you're on the side of, say, a month or two and you're just, like, tonguing it up in the middle of the cafe, I'm like, what are you doing? I've seen it constantly. And it's just like, it's been a month. You're shoving your tongue down her throat and I don't know what you're doing. But, like, the subtle things where it's an experienced relationship couple and they're just holding each other, and that's kind of not PDA. That's the affection. And I don't mind that. Couples have affection. And if you're just sitting there minding your own business without making out in front of everyone, because I've seen it before, you know, then I don't have a problem.
What would be the biggest conflict of your relationship? Because you guys are going out for, like, a long, long time.
Months.
Yeah. Like, what would be, like, the biggest conflict that there might be a time where you guys, oh, let's break up. I don't like you anymore.
Jealousy. It's not the fact of, like, let's break up. It's just jealousy is ridiculous. Like, say I meet a new girl friend. Just a friend that I start talking to. Say, hypothetically, I'm ever with my girlfriend and I send a single text to that girl. She's gonna get suspicious. Like, who are you texting? Why are you texting her? What is the reason? What did you say? Let me go through all of your contacts right now and see every single message. Let me see your iChats. And I'm just like, uh-oh, I hope I accidentally didn't say something I shouldn't have months ago or else I'm gonna get flamed for it. And then the same goes for her. Like, if she's texting, like, a new guy that I've never met and they're starting to, like, get more friendly with each other, like, hey, let's hang out, I'm gonna get suspicious. It's just like, what's going on here? Who is this guy? Have I met him before? How is his family like? It's just, the jealousy is the number one problem. And it's just like, it's not the fact of trust, it's just like, I don't want this guy talking to you, and you don't want this girl talking to me, so let's solve this problem.
Do you think if you guys are gonna be in the same class, you guys are gonna work together or distract each other?
There have been a lot of, like, talks about that, because I've seen relationships in the past where the two people were in the same class, and because they were so, like, together all of the time, they kind of broke apart faster than the other couples did away from each other. But there have been a lot of times where me and my girlfriend have been together and worked together, and it's very efficient. We get things done. But the problem is, right now, this year, sophomore year, we have no classes and no lunch together. I see her sometimes between classes and on the weekends. That's been working. You know, I'm not going to change that. Last year we had lunch together and that was also nice. But I mean, there is that wanting of, like, I wish we could have classes together. But then there's also the fear of, what if we spend so much time together that, you know, things start to kind of get, like, boring, repetitive, etc. And then I'm just going to be like, I'm going to find someone else to work with. And then that starts something. It's just like, oh, am I not good enough to work with? And then that's a small problem that escalates to the higher one.
Passing boundaries means doing something that you should not be doing, but you still get by it. For example, would be being something that you are not, like in the book Passing, or passing the school policies by making out in the hallway. All thanks to Ms. Dunn and Gabe for giving me the time to interview them. This is Pauline Broadcasting, and you just got filled in.